Hello, and welcome to the Super Professor Podcast. You're listening to Clemens Kunkel, a.k.a. Super Professor. And today we want to talk about the alternative universe that Trump lives in. I don't live there. He lives there. Now, what does that mean? Well, you got Kellyanne Conway that says, don't go by facts. No, she worked for the president. I mean, but the pretend president, the fake president. She works for someone that lives in an alternative universe. And this is what she says. She wants us to go by alternative facts. Not facts. There are what's called alternative facts. That's a bizarro world in comic books. We don't live in a comic book world. But Trump and Kellyanne Conway do. They live in the alternative world. What Trump says is what you're supposed to believe. Now think about this. Whatever Trump, he can say anything, and we're supposed to believe it because he said so. Just kind of like, oh, Trump's only 239 pounds, but he's a balloon baby. He's more like 39 pounds. Is it? Now, he's supposed to be, what, 6'3", and he only weighs 239 pounds, and he's twice the size of me. Now, just think about that logically. There's no way that that little balloon baby is 239 pounds. But people believe he's doing it. Here's something simple. Every reporter carry a weighing scale with you. And Trump say, Mr. President, we know you're 239 pounds, but would you please get on this scale for me? He won't do it. Because he lives in an alternative world. He doesn't live in the real world. Kellyanne Conway lives in an alternative facts world, not the real world. The real world looks at Trump and goes, dude, you are not 239 pounds. You're a balloon. And here's the thing. Trump tries to sell his alternative reality. Obama wasn't born here. Well, that was a lie, and Trump had to admit. He made it up. Now just think about that. He made stuff up. And let's do something else. Let's go for more stuff that Trump is. Trump is in superior condition. Better than any president ever. Look at Trump. He can barely walk. He's a balloon boy. It's embarrassing that this guy is in office. How did Trump get in office? Well, cheating. See, in his alternative world, cheating's fine. He's always cheated. He's cheated on his wives. All three of them. And it's fine. Melania's still with Trump. It's fine that he cheated on her with the porn star. As I know, Trump didn't do it. That's the reason somebody's in prison. Because, oh, Trump didn't pay Stormy Daniels $135,000. Oh, no. Michael Cohen's not in prison. Yeah, he is. The alternative facts that Kellyanne Conway tries to sell us and Trump is ridiculous. It's like watching a little bitty baby put his hand in a cookie jar, ate all the cookies. He's the only one in the room. And you go in and you go eat the cookie. He goes, no. A gremlin came in and ate it. Oh, I guess a gremlin did. They exist. We're listening to alternative facts, made-up stories. Here's another one. Trump is a stable genius because he said he's a stable genius. He's never done anything to prove that he's a genius, but he's a stable genius. And he's got the best words. He's got a beautiful mind. When you listen to this clown talk, it's embarrassing. He's not a president. He's an embarrassment. That's what he is. Oh, let's go further. He has no ties with Russia. I don't know Putin. But he's a very strong and powerful man. Well, I think you didn't know him. Let me see. We all on the planet know Putin because he's a murdering dictator. Putin's only been in power for 17 years. He's a murderer, a killer. And Trump loves him. Trump has never insulted Vladimir Putin. Why? Now, I know there's Trumpers out there that's got to be listening to this podcast and got to be going, why do I got something against Trump? Well, he loves a murdering dictator. Why would you like someone like that? That's a simple question to you Trumpers. Why do you like someone that likes a murdering dictator? Trump, who does Trump love? He loves Putin, Kim Jong-un, the Saudi prince that sawed up a reporter, got away with it. Trump loves murderers, killers. Why? He thinks that's powerful because you can murder someone. Trump loves that. Does Trump want to be like Putin? Oh, yeah, he wants to serve and serve and spread his lies. What else has Trump spread that's all garbage? Well, doesn't know Vlad, but he tried to get the Trump Tower built. Trump Moscow built. Was going to get Vlad, $50 million apartment in the building, once it was all done, after he was president. He was working on this before he was president, but he doesn't know Vladimir Putin. If he didn't know Vladimir Putin, how did Ivanka sit in Putin's chair? Now think about this. This is a grown woman goes over and meets Vladdy and sits in his chair.
Oh, everybody does it.
Everybody doesn't do this alternative universe that Trump lives in. It's ridiculous that this is still going on in my country. Now, here's the other stupid thing. Trumpy Dumpy says, oh, there's going to be a civil war. Why would there be a civil war over a clown? That is ridiculous. He's a real embarrassment. People aren't going to go kill other people for an embarrassment. He's a weak balloon, people. You know who likes Trump? KKK, alt-right, neo-Nazis, white nationalists. They're all cowards. The KKK, why does the KKK newspaper love Trump? Because his father was KKK. Trump's father was KKK. Got arrested. Now just think about that logically. Why does a neo-Nazi drive a car in and kill Heather Heyer? And Trump says, oh, there's violence on both sides. There's only murdering going on Trumper's side. Trump's getting people killed. He only got haters. He's got bullies on his side. He doesn't have men on his side. Doesn't have women. He has baby bone spurs on his side. He's got cowards. He's got wussy dussies. They won't go to war. They're scared. Because they know, oh shit, they'll shoot me back. Yeah, dummies. This is how the alternative universe that Trump lives in. See, back in the old days, those stupid people used to hang a black man. Black people didn't have rights. Now they got rights. They can get guns just like everybody else. Women can get guns just like everybody else. You know how I know? I got daughters that's got guns. When Trump says a civil war, why would you go to civil war? You're not going to win. You lost the civil war. Women have rights. Black people have rights. Gays have rights. People have rights. Trump can't take away our rights. Putin, Putin had power. And he took away people's rights. Trump really didn't have power. He had money. Gives him some power. But he is drowning, drowning, drowning. He's going down, he's going down. See, here's the thing. Cheating is not winning. Yes, I know they win every now and then. That's how Trump got in office. He cheated. He asked Vlad for help. And then he asked Ukraine again for help in his new election. Now, see, here's the thing. You know Trump is scared. because he has to ask for help to win an election. Can't win by his own merit. No, I need help. Somebody please help me. Please, please, please. I need Ukraine to help me. I need China to help me. Vladimir Putin, please, please. You got to give me more help. This is embarrassing how weak this person is. Constantly asking for help to win. You know, when I play a game of chess, I don't need any help. I can win on my own merit. But little Donnie can't win nothing. He only has to cheat. This is how he cheats. He's a stable genius, but you can't see his report cards in college or in school. Because what? He's embarrassed. His grades suck. That's the funny thing. His alternative world is, no, listen to what I say because I'm a stable genius. I'm not going to prove it, but I can say it, and you're going to listen to me. He's in superior condition when you can see he's not in condition. He's not no Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hell, he's a balloon boy. But people are buying this balloon boy. Why do people buy the alternative universe? Because they live in one. Trump cheats on his wives. That means they cheat on their wives. It's fine. Trumpy does it. I do it too. That's what they think is fine. They think it's okay to hang a man because they're bullies. They're KKK. Are they all right? Are they neo-Nazis? They're cowardly people. They're babies. Scaredy cats. How much is Trump a scaredy cat? Ooh, the immigrant, they're coming over. They're gonna take my job. All the Trumpers are scared of immigrants. Now, just think about this logically. Melania is an immigrant. Got here illegally through an Einstein visa that Trump got her. She can't speak seven languages. She can barely speak English. But she's here, legal now, but she got here illegally. She's an immigrant. But Trump's against immigrants. But Trump's wife, well, his other wife, was an immigrant. Trump's mom, Trump's not, you little Trumpers out there are really too funny. Trump's mom was an immigrant. But it's even funnier. Trump's grandfather was an immigrant. It's too funny, the alternative universe that Trumpers live in. They don't even look at what Trump is and has done. He's filed bankruptcy 7 times. Did Trump make money? No, he got his money from his father. It's too funny, the alternative world that Trumpers live in. The bizarro world. Trump says something, and they believe it. Here's what's funny. Is Trump decent? Not in any way, shape, or form. He sleeps around with his wives. He paid Stormy Daniels and the Playboy Bunny $135,000 and $150,000 to stay quiet so he could win the election. He got to say he can grab a woman by the P word. Now think about that. He said on a hot mic that he can grab a woman by the P word without permission. So he's talking about sexual assault, and it's okay by Trumpers. And what else? Oh, that's right. On Howard Stern Radio, this sick thing said he could walk in on children changing clothes at his beauty pageant because he owned it and he's inspecting it. And people thought that was funny. You just think about it. That's cool. That's cool. You get to walk in on girls. This is their alternative universe that these people love. They love what Trump does because they're not very decent people. That's not decency. There's no decency in Trump. When you go through the list of things that Trump has done, it's really disgusting. He put innocent children in dog cages. Now just think about that. And the Republicans aren't outraged by it. Just think about this when you go voting. They're not even outraged by putting children in dog cages. Just think about that. People asking for help, looking for asylum. Just think about that logically. Would you, what would you, here, this is a simple question. What would you do if someone put your child in a dog cage? I know what I would do. You touch my kids, I'm going to mess your ass up. That sick thing put 2,600 kids in dog cages. That sick thing kidnapped children. Why is this sick thing running? He lives in a bizarre world, and Republicans are in that world. The alternative universe is what Republicans are now. They are not John McCain. John McCain was a Republican. John McCain would have not, never stood for that. He complained. Robert Mueller is a Republican. Trump dishonored John McCain, a prisoner of war. Man was tortured for 5 years, and Trump dishonored him more than once. When did Trump dishonor John McCain? After he died. When John McCain died, the flag was lowered, and Trump had the flag raised from half-mast back up. Republicans said, oh, I know you got to put it back up. So what did they do? They had to turn around, put it back down. They had to turn around, and that flag that was raised, they had to turn around and lower it again. But Trump showed disrespect to a prisoner of war that protected us and was tortured. Do simple logic. The man was tortured. Nobody should pick on a prisoner of war. I don't care what country they're from. They've been through hell. Leave them alone. Why would you pick on a dead man? Because you can get away with it. That's what Trump does. He gets away with stuff. He's gotten away with stuff his entire life because his father was a bully. And Trump is a bully. His family's a bully. They're none of them working for free. That's just lies, the alternative universe that they, oh, I'm working for free, Trump said. No, you made $50 million at Mar-a-Lago. No, you raised a tax cut where you made millions. No, you're making millions, millions, millions. Trump made $50 million at Mar-a-Lago. He raised his golf course fee from $100,000 to $200,000. That's not working for free. That's stealing from us. Why did rich people give that sick thing $100,000 a person per year? For their tax break. We went $1 trillion in debt because of Trump. We're going to have a recession. There's no way out of it because Trump's an idiot. Trump lives in an alternative world. He knows more than a general, and he's never served, and has no idea about being in the military. Has no idea about respect, honor, integrity. He doesn't have any integrity. He doesn't have any of those qualifications. He can never serve. He has no qualifications. That's the problem that we have, is that a president gets in without qualifications. We're going to have to change the laws once Trump is out. We got to remove that monkey. He lives in an alternative universe where it's okay to cheat and lie. It's okay. I've been getting away with it for years and I'm still doing it. Trump has filed bankruptcy 7 times. He don't pay people. He owes millions upon millions upon millions to people. Got his money from Putin. When he says he doesn't know Putin, that's a lie. He has beauty pageant in Russia. When people listen to Trump's alternative world, it's too hilarious. Alternative universe. Alternative facts. Crime is not a crime. Rudy Giuliani. Crime is not a crime. It's embarrassing that we have these clowns in office. It's too funny that these people are this stupid. And that is the guiding light. Thank goodness they're stupid. Yeah, they got in power. Yeah, you had a couple of them. You got evil people in power. Yes, that's true. But all people aren't evil. Yes, Trump has got people murdered and killed. Yes. Yes, Trump has cheated. Yes. Putin did the same thing. But this is not Russia. This will never be Russia. Putin's not smart or intelligent. He's a bully. His country is starving. Putin's like Trump. They don't. Putin can't do anything good. Putin can't do judo. When he randoris, he picks his feet up too much. He's terrible at randorian. If you watch Putin randori, that's where you fight in judo. When you watch Putin, it's like, he sucks. He's terrible at it. When you watch Putin ride a horse, he sucks. It's like watching Roy Moore that was running for office that is a sexual predator. Roy Moore riding a horse just bouncing all over the place. Goodness gracious, he looked like he was going to pop off the horse. It's embarrassing watching people that think they know something and they know nothing. When Trump says man-made climate change isn't real, it's like, this alternative world that this child lives in is embarrassing. You got a baby that cries wolf, 24. Now this, I've never seen anyone such a scaredy cat in my entire life. Trump is a scaredy, scaredy, scaredy cat. Oh, the fake news people, they're attacking me. Help me, they're fake, they're fake, they're fake. Oh, they're fake, it's fake, it's fake news. Don't listen to them, listen to me. This alternative reality that Trump lives in and wants us to live in it. I'm not living in his alternative reality. I'm not going by alternative facts. I'm not going to go by I don't know Putin when I can see absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt that you do know Putin. You've known him for years. You act like none of us pay attention to what you're doing. When Trump says he's not insulting people, and all he does is insult. When he says he has respect for women, you're right. You sleep around on your wives. Right there shows you got no respect for women. You got no moral values. But religious people like this. Really? Seriously? This is what you're trying to tell me? This is religious people? Come on. Seriously. Seriously. Think about it. Put children in dog cages and sleeps around on his wives, and religious people like that. Seriously? Come on. When Trump lies 24-7, he'll say one thing, and in 10 minutes later, or 5 minutes later, he turns around and says something else. He contradicts what he says. The alternative universe that Trump lives in. Ooh. It's too funny. It's embarrassing that this clown show is still going on. But he's definitely going down. He's getting closer and closer and closer. Here's the thing. In the Robert Mueller report said Putin messed with us on the very first page. Why do I know that? Because I bought the damn book. It's 448 pages. But Republicans didn't read the Mueller report. Are you serious? That is insane. Republicans are supposed to be protecting us. If someone commits a crime, you're supposed to look into it. Not unless you're the one helping them do the crime. We can't see Trump's tax returns because crime's been done. Can't see Trump's grades. Crime's been done. Can't see Trump's doctor report because crime's been done. Can't see any of the whistleblowers' paperwork that you need to see because crime's been done. Can't see. You're not supposed to see what Trump is doing. You're just supposed to live in the alternative universe that Trump lives in. I don't live in his alternative universe. The Mueller report has over 1,000 redactions. That's where it's blacked out. Every time you turn the page, there's a black line, a black line. You know what's going to happen? There's more shoes going to drop. Out of 448 pages is the Mueller report. 448 pages of Trump's crimes. But Republicans won't read it. That's insane. It's 10 when Trump said no collusion. I'm exonerated in the Mueller report. No, he's not exonerated, and that's the reason he's trying to disprove the Mueller report. If he was exonerated, why is he trying to disprove it? Because he's not exonerated. This alternative universe, this made-up fabric land that Trump lives in, and he's getting other people to live in it. You know, when Trump says he's the best for the country, no, he's the worst for the country. Everything is opposite of what Trump says. His alternative world, I don't live in. I'm never going to live in it. I go by facts, not alternative facts. I go by truth, not a truth. What? What the heck? Trump is an embarrassment. He's a balloon boy. Has no knowledge. He's dumb as a box of rocks. This is how stupid this child is. He goes, oh, windmills will give you cancer. Just think about it. The wind turbines, those wind, big power wind, the wind blows. That's what Trump said. That gives you cancer. Can you believe it? That's what this guy's on TV saying. The wind turbines give you cancer. This child is an embarrassment. His alternative world, people are living in. And it's getting funnier every single day. He says, oh, there's going to be a civil war. Well, nobody's going to go to war with you. You're an idiot. Plus, here's the simple logic. We go to war, you're going to lose. You lost the civil war. Plus, there's more of us now. So your math doesn't even work. Oh, that's right. You're 239 pounds. Yeah. Yeah, sure. You break the scale. Trump is an embarrassment. His people are an embarrassment. I don't live in his alternative world. Everyone I know has got guns, but we do need gun control. Children are dying in school. Children being put in dog cages. It's embarrassing that all this is going on in my country. And here's the thing. Once we remove Trump, we must remove Putin. Putin messed with us. We need to mess with him. Vladimir Putin needs to go down. Trump will go down. It's impossible that he's not going to go down. He is just digging his own grave. He just keeps piling more stuff on. And that's fine. I love this stable genius doing this stupid stuff. That's great. Because he's not smart in any way, shape, or form. He has no idea what intelligence is. You couldn't play checkers with that guy. He'll eat the checkers. He's clueless about everything. Robert Mueller showed us what Trump is. And he also showed us what Republicans are. They must be removed from office. There was decent Republicans before, not anymore. The ones that are there still aren't standing up, and they're letting Trump harm the United States. This is not an alternative world. This is my world. You want to come at me? I hope you do. Here, I'm going to say it one more time. I am Clemens Leon Kunkel. I want to rumble with the Trumper on TV. We'll have 10 different contests. You pick 10, I pick 10. Understand, I want to rumble. And if I want to rumble, there's more people like me out there than you. I want to rumble with the Trumper Dumper. I want to show you what I can do. Trust me, believe me, You got this. You can take me out. Believe me. Trust me. Trust me, Trumpers. Trust me. Believe me. You can take me out. Trust me. Believe me. I do nothing. Trust me. Believe me. You got this. You are strong and powerful. You just like Vladimir Putin. You just like Trump. In superior condition. You just like Trump. You're a stable genius. So, you stable geniuses, you superior condition people, let's have a contest. Get on that damn stupid Fox News and say you want to rumble with Clemens Leon Kunkel because he wants to rumble with you. Here we go. We'll have 10 different contests. I pick 10, you pick 10. That's fair. No, no cheating, no cheating. You can't bring a gun, can't bring a rope. No, you can't bring a car. No, 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 no. Cheaters aren't allowed. No cheating, Trumpers. Hey, KKK, all right, neo-Nazis, white nationalists, get in the ring. Come on, come on. You got this. Trust me. Believe me. You can take me out. So here we go. Well, let's have a game of chess. Let's see how smart your brain works. Can you play chess? Probably not. Okay, we'll do checkers. Let's see how good you are lifting weights. Let's see what your body condition is. Let's see if you can do what I can do. Come on, I'm not no Arnold Schwarzenegger. You definitely don't want to go against him. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger's against Trump. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? So am I. So let's have some more contests. Okay, let's see. Trumpers. Let's see if you can break concrete block with your bare hands. Huh? Oh, yes, I know you can do that. You're a superior conditioned body. You Trumpers don't stand a chance in the ring with me. You guys are baby scaredy cats. You need a Trumpy bear. A Trumpy bear is going to keep you safe. Trump doesn't keep no one safe. You buy his garbage. Trumpy bear. A teddy bear is for children. Babies. They need a teddy bear. You're supposed to be an adult. Adults don't need a Trumpy bear. You give a teddy bear to a child. This is not our alternative world. This is the real world that you Trumpers need to wake up and realize you're living in. This is not Trumpers' world. This is not alternative world. You get in a ring, you're going to have to face consequences. Wake up! You don't scare us with your stupid guns. You need a gun. What the heck's wrong with you ding-dongs? Need a gun. Weaklings. Need a car. Weaklings. Need a rope. Weaklings. You're nothing but scaredy cat. You need acid. You pick on a woman with a scarf. You pick on women and children. Scaredy cats is all you people are. Little bitty baby Donnies. You're following a con man. You're an embarrassment. Wake your ass up. There's somebody going to wake you up. That might be me if you get in the ring with me. Let's get in the ring. Come on. I'm Clemens Leon Kunkel. Come on. Get on the Fox News and say you want to rumble with me. Anyway, so I hope you guys like the podcast. And anyway, I'm Clemens Leon Kunkel. What do? Well, I break concrete block. I'm on my YouTube videos. I break beer bottle, wine bottle, and concrete block with my bare hands. Yeah, I'm not a Trumper dumper. And I got my science book out, New Theories on the Universe, Keys to Unlocking the Universe. I got a science book out. Yeah, I did the whole dang book. I did all the graphics and everything. Yeah, I'm kind of a geeky guy. Yeah, I'm a geek. And then I got my children's book out, Mystical Truth Tales. That's on Amazon. Then I got Dream Your Dreams, how to make yourself better. Yeah, don't become a Trumper Dumper alternative world. That doesn't make you better. That just makes you fatter. But so I got Dream Your Dream, how to make yourself
you know, make your dreams come true. And then I've got man-made climate change, made super easy to understand. I think even a Republican could understand it. Maybe. I mean, they still live in an alternative world, but anyway, so there you go. I got books and CDs out, and I hope I can get in a ring with one of you Trumpers. That would be fantastic. So anyway, this is Clemens Kunkel, a.k.a. Super Professor. You guys come and see me soon.